Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
In East Central Iowa, you'll find the small town of Lost Nation, Iowa. Interestingly, the story of how it was named seems to be lost as well. I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
In 1871, the railroad passed through what is today northern Clinton County, Iowa, and established a stop called Lost Nation. No one seems to know for sure how the place got its name, although Jim Schrader has a theory.
There was a bunch of people from different nations out east in New York and that, and they wanted to go to California. So they hired this wagon master to take them over here.
Jim served 22 years as mayor of the town of Lost Nation that was established after the railroad made its stop here. He says that group of settlers headed west fell under attack from Native Americans.
And a wagon master got killed. So they didn't know what to do. So they were lost, and they were from other nations, so they just settled here in Lost Nation.
But Jim's story is far from the only one you'll find around here proposing how the place got its name.
Yeah, you get on the website, they talk about how people with a horse and tall grass, and they got lost, or somebody got this far with their relatives and they got lost, so they just settled here. But
Jim says when he attended conferences as mayor of the town, it was the most asked question he would get. How did Lost Nation get its name? And interestingly, it seems the naming of the town was lost as well.
What is the true story? But everybody has their own, and you hate to contradict anybody, but I like mine better because it's a little more interesting.
Jim served over two decades as mayor here and was always elected as a write-in candidate. There's another unique story to this town, and it has everything to do with the churches and celebration of Christmas. That's next time as we travel the countryside in Lost Nation, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
We're just getting started with today's CJ Agribusiness Report. Up next, Tony St. James and the latest Agriculture Today update. Outside, the storm is raging. The lights flicker. Then again. Then you're in the dark. It's happened before, and it'll happen again. Now is the time to safeguard your home and your family with a standby generator from Generac and Country Line Electric. Whether you're looking for a whole house generator or one that will feed your essential circuits, Country Line Electric carries a full line of Generac standby generators that will automatically power up when the electric goes off. And they can provide you with a list of installation experts. Country Line Electric also stocks portable generators along with the parts and supplies for a safe hookup. Now is the time to prepare for the next power outage. Visit Country Line Electric in Silver Springs or Batavia today.
This is Agriculture Today.
The impact of higher energy prices and higher fertilizer prices had a negative impact on sentiment, but there was other factors going on here, and one of them that we didn't talk about in the report, that's obviously was going on, is the bridge payments were going out.
On the recent Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer, Dr. Michael Langemeyer, director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture.
And the bridge payments, if you average those for a corn soybean farm, were about $35 per acre, and so they were rather sizable, and so that probably boosted sentiment. But also, if you look at corn and soybean prices, particularly corn prices were up. If you look at the time we surveyed in March compared to the time we surveyed in February, and one of the interesting things about corn prices is it's not perfectly correlated with energy prices, but it is positively correlated with energy prices. And so because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit, and I think that offsets some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices. Another thing I think is important to point out is a lot of producers probably already had purchased their fertilizer, and so this isn't going to be quite as much impact for those people. There is people that hadn't, and then also I would think that people that are going to put some of the fertilizer on in season, they probably hadn't bought all of that. And so I'm not saying the impact of the fertilizer prices is neutral, but it's not as big as you might think because people had probably bought quite a bit of their fertilizer before the war started.
Now, that Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer showing farmers' sentiment improving in the month of March, but rising input costs remain a growing concern. The improvement, again, driven largely by a jump in the Future Expectations Index. Current Conditions Index also increased, though at a slower pace. Even with the gain, though, sentiment remains below levels seen earlier this year. And he mentioned fertilizer. Well, the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz may ease fertilizer supply concerns, but it doesn't resolve deeper issues in the global market. Analysts at StoneX say that while a ceasefire allows for potential movement, actual vessel traffic remains limited and uncertainty high. Dozens of fertilizer vessels remain staged in the Persian Gulf, and the analysis shows that roughly 931,000 metric tons of urea, along with phosphate, ammonia, and sulfur, waiting to move. Vessel owners remain cautious. Crossings have not increased meaningfully. A new federal rule limiting certain commercial driver license could reduce available truck capacity, raising concerns about freight movement during a key ag season. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration finalized changes that restrict eligibility for non-domiciled CDLs, potentially removing thousands of drivers from the system. Now, that rule took effect on March 16th, requires stricter verification of immigration status for drivers who do not reside in a U.S. state. Officials say the change improves safety, restoring integrity to the CDL system. For ag, though, the timing critical comes as spring planting ramps up and the increased demand for hauling fertilizer, seed, and equipment. And that reduced driver supply could increase freight costs this season. Finally, U.S. pork exports holding steady in February. Beef exports declined. Variety meat demand continued to surge. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jaiva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jaiva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jaiva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jaiva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jaiva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires, and Titan wheels. The cattle market is watching Greeley, Colorado today as 3,800 JBS packing plant workers are planning to strike for higher wages. Workers voted to authorize the strike several weeks ago, and it could upend operations at one of America's largest packing plants. I'll have more after this. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. Yes, the strike at the JBS plant in Greeley has been building for 8 months. Workers represented by the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 say contract talks have gone nowhere. Union President Kim Cordova says the core issues are pretty straightforward. Wages that keep pace with inflation and an end to the company's practice of charging workers for replacing safety equipment worn out on the job. Now JBS says it has bargained in good faith and calls its offer, quote, strong, fair, and consistent with the historic national contract reached in 2025. The company says it only charges workers for gear that is lost or deliberately damaged. Workers in Greeley already had some of the benefits in that last national contract before it was signed, so they say the offer doesn't represent the same gains it would at other plants. JBS has moved quickly to limit the operational damage. The company canceled slaughter schedules at Greeley for this entire week and is rerouting cattle to other facilities, including a plant in Cactus, Texas. Livestock analysts say the industry has more kill capacity than finished cattle ready to go right now, so farmers have options. But the timing is difficult. Beef prices are at record highs in 2026, driven by a national cattle herd that's fallen to a 75-year low. JBS reported third quarter profit of $581 million last fall, substantial, even though it was down from 2024. Cordova says none of that money is reaching workers on the kill floor. The strike also lands in a charged political moment. Senate Democrats last week introduced legislation aimed at breaking up the largest meat packers on antitrust grounds, and rival packer Tyson Foods has already closed a major beef plant in Nebraska this year, tightening processing capacity further. For cattle producers, the watch item this week is simple. If the strike drags on, cattle could start backing up in feedlots, and that will show up in the cash market. I'll be back with more after this.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors in People You Should Know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Studio Cafe in Warsaw and Flipside, Strikersville.
Yes, cattle producers and beef traders will be watching the news out of the JBS plant in Greeley, Colorado this week for updates on their striking workforce, with any long-lasting shutdown likely driving down cattle prices and raising beef prices. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Visit titan-intl.com to find a dealer near you. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Carrying on the broadcast tradition started decades ago by Ed Slezarczyk, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk are standing by with today's edition of the Ag Radio Net Farm News in just a moment.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Agronomists say there are three considerations to maximizing this growing season. The countdown to planting is on in the southern part of the country. There is some planting going on already. It's easy to get swept up in the excitement of spring, as it is every year, but it's important to identify ways that you can maximize success this year, safeguarding your investments. Number one is planting into suitable soils. Agronomists recommend waiting until after the last frost before firing up your planter. Planting into suitable conditions helps crops achieve a uniform stand and reduce replants. Earlier planting can pay off in some years. When you plant during the frost period, you set yourself up for situations where it's highly likely you might need to replant. But if your first choice hybrid is no longer available, you could be replanting a hybrid that might not fit well on that acre. The next thing is use everything in the toolbox. Farmers make significant genetic investments every season when they buy those bags of seed. Achieving high yield potential is the goal. But the traits built into the varieties and hybrids include inherent protection from seasonal threats. To make those technologies work harder, it's important to use any and all available tools, including applying crop protection products like insecticides and fungicides in order to keep your crops healthy and enhance performance. For farmers planting corn with specific traits, it's important to get excellent ratings for tolerance. Even in areas where disease aren't prevalent quite yet, it's important that you plant with strong genetics. Third is controlling your weeds early. They can be detrimental to yield potential as they steal valuable resources from crops. Left unchecked, harmful weeds impact harvestability, and they can spread hundreds of thousands of seeds before the season is over, making it a challenge for following seasons. For cleaner fields this year, it's important to have a weed control program with residual products in effect. Weeds are designed to outgrow everything else. Stopping them as quickly as possible before they get out of the ground is vital. Burn-down herbicides are a great starting point, but following up with pre-emergence residuals can really help farmers stay ahead of the curve to beat out those weeds.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Fertilizer prices have ramped up to record levels, and now Mosaic says they'll be idling two phosphate facilities in Brazil. Part of their efforts to reduce costs and redeploy capital, the Mosaic Company announced it'll start the process of demobilizing a mining and chemical complex and a facility that performs related activities in Brazil. They expect that idling the facilities will reduce their annual production by about 1 million tons. Mosaic said the impact on earnings will be limited due to currently high sulfur prices. Company anticipates a pre-tax financial impact of $350 to $400 million early this year, largely tied to asset impairments and closure costs. The problem for agriculture will be bigger. The reduction in phosphate supply could contribute to even tighter fertilizer markets, adding cost pressure for farmers who are already facing elevated input expenses. The move will also cut Mosaic's workforce at those two locations. Bruce Bodine is the president and CEO of Mosaic. He says the decision reflects the company's continued focus on discipline around capital allocations and returns. They believe idling the facilities and pursuing potential sale would be the right path forward.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Agribusiness men and women get the news and information they need right here on the CJ Agribusiness Report. In just a moment, it's our On the Farm Report with Jeff Ishii.
Dairy farming isn't just a job. It's a legacy, generations of hard work and dedication that Farm Credit East wants to help you protect. Dairy Revenue Protection, or DRP, gives you flexible, customized coverage against unexpected declines in milk price or yield. Choose the correct coverage and ensure that the policy works around your operation, not the other way around. Contact a dedicated crop growers agent to find out how DRP can work for your operation. Visit farmcrediteast.com.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Your land is your legacy. But keeping it healthy and thriving means caring for it now and in the future. The Family Forest Carbon Program can help you do right by your land with guaranteed income, help developing a forest management plan, and advice from experts. If you own 30 acres or more of forest land, you may be eligible to enroll in the Family Forest Carbon Program. Visit FamilyForestCarbon.org and enroll today.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farmers in the eastern United States will be watching the agriculture weather forecast closely this week. As corn planting goes into high gear, farmers will be monitoring soil moisture as well as soil temperature. Farmers in Michigan, Ohio, New York State, and New England, those farmers can expect above average precipitation this week, while farmers in the southeastern United States will see average or below average precipitation, especially in the Carolinas. The long-term drought forecast calls for drought conditions to persist in western North Carolina, northern Georgia, upstate South Carolina, and most of the state of Tennessee. Soil temperatures in most of the eastern United States should be rising this week with warm weather forecast for much of the region.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
At Farm Credit, we take pride in serving our customers. Whether it's helping you finance your dream home in the country or navigating the twists and turns of the agriculture industry, it's something we've been doing for well over 100 years. So visit us at farmcreditofvirginias.com or give us a call today at 800-919-FARM. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
But America, can you find such mountains, such forest and trees? And the wonder of it all is it's all connected in a web of life. For the good of the earth and for the good in ourselves, plant trees. For your free conservation trees booklet, write the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska. We help people plant and care for trees.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Today we'd like to send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Batavia, New York. They're tuned into affiliated radio station WCJW FM 105.5 in beautiful Batavia, New York. Our pearl of wisdom today tells us that there are basically two ways of spreading light. You either have to be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm here.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agri Business Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
Building upon USDA's grazing action plan.
Back in the fall, with Secretary Burgum and others, we launched our plan to fortify the beef supply and rebuild the herd, lower costs, and ensure ranchers can have the same opportunities to thrive for generations to come.
A memorandum of understanding.
We get to use our pens and sign this thing right now.
Get things done. That's right.
Put it into action.
Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins at an MOU signing at USDA headquarters. Secretary Rollins explains the six key actions associated with the memorandum as it pertains to livestock grazing on U.S. Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management acreage.
It cuts red tape and improves efficiency. It strengthens rancher partnerships, ranch immersion programs for federal employees, teaching the federal employees how important our ranchers are, enhancing transparency and data access, expanding practical land management tools, and maintaining grazing capacity.
With one aspect of the plan, filling grazing allotments on public lands to build up our nation's beef cattle herds and beef supplies.
There are approximately 29,000 grazing allotments on federal lands, and while many are active, approximately 10% are vacant across both Forest Service and BLM, amounting to 24 million additional acres that are available.
The Agriculture Secretary notes economic opportunities for ranchers on grazing lands already exist, in addition to what is possible with more grazing allotments.
Livestock grazing on Forest Service land supports 14,000 jobs and generates $645 million to our national GDP annually. And across western rangelands, livestock grazing on BLM land generates $2.7 billion in total economic output, supporting 35,000 jobs.
As Interior Secretary Burgum summarizes,
we can finally offer a single point of contact instead of two separate approaches to dealing with these things. So with this grazing action plan, we're going to cut red tape and we're going to unlock federal lands. We're going to help lower costs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. We know geopolitics have had a hold on what we see in the grain and the livestock, but how much of a thought has really been put into the dairy side of it? I asked that of Sean Hackett with Hackett Financial Advisors.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, 25% of our supplies, you know, give or take, is sold overseas. And, you know, when you're looking at, for example, the city of Cairo, just as an example of a bustling city 24/7 that's being shut down at 8 o'clock at night, and becomes a ghost town because of a lack of energy. And you look at European policies that are being put to work across the board of not coming to work, working out of your house, don't travel, you know, almost like quasi-semi-COVID policy, not that extreme, but because of a lack of energy, because so much of that energy in Asia, so much of that energy in Europe comes from the Strait of Hormuz flow, it's going to have an economic impact. It's going to have an impact on what people buy, where they buy it from, and how much they buy, and it's going to have a significant economic impact that I think the market is starting to maybe think about a little bit. We're starting to see commodities reject going higher despite ongoing high crude oil prices when they were going up pretty consistently prior, and I think we're starting to shift to maybe demand-side concerns taking center stage, meaning those things can happen quicker than the supply constriction concerns that eventually come from having a high cost of production.
And when we come back, Sean's going to expand more on what he's seeing and how this is going to affect the dairy industry. This is Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as the conversation continues with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors as he talks about the energy concerns and what that's going to mean for the dairy industry.
The way I'm looking at things, for right now, you know, the world has released a lot of strategic petroleum reserve oil to kind of keep prices at bay. There was a lot of oil in transit prior to the war beginning that has been able to keep supply flowing a little bit better, but we're going to reach a point here in June or July where those flows from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve are going to stop, and those flows in transit are going to stop, and if the flows of the Hormuz haven't started to reopen, then that's where your real energy shock, your supply shock comes from, and that's when you could see the potential for the price of oil to, you know, go much, much higher than what we've been seeing in this $100 barrel area. If we see prices pushing 130 or 150 like we've seen a couple of times in the last 25 years, I would be very, very concerned that dairy demand is just not going to hold up amongst many other markets. And so I think dairymen need to be thinking about protecting current prices. And we're looking at class 4 prices in the 19s and class 3 prices in the upper 17s, 18s. That's not too bad of a price to lock in with DRP protection under the market. In case that scenario plays out, you just don't want to be left at the altar with prices going back to where they were just a few months back in those 14 or 15 range, which wouldn't work for anybody in the dairy parlor.
Our comments today coming from Sean Hackett. Sean is with Hackett Financial Advisors. You can hear him at least twice a month on Fridays as well, as he's a part of our Dairy Market Friday crew, helping to break down those geopoliticals of what's been happening and the effects back to the dairy. This is Inside Dairy.
Tony St. James will bring us the closing market report in just a few minutes. Just ahead, Daryl Anderson has today's Farm to Fork report after this short timeout. Let's talk vinyl. Vinyl new construction windows and vinyl replacement windows. You've heard the radio and TV ads offering buy one, get one free. Well, how much do they mark up the original price to be able to offer these deals? A lot. At Burt's Lumber, we give you a fair, competitive upfront price without all the games. We offer the same warranties as the radio and TV guys, and we proudly carry United and Atrium brand windows, meaning you can buy with confidence when you buy at Burt's. Burt's Lumber and Perry, open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
Avon Power Equipment is hosting their annual open house, Saturday, April 18th. Stop in for special financing, rebates on select equipment, and one-day sale with 15% off Echo products. Shop the brands you trust, like Cub Cadet, Bad Boy Mowers, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, and Ironcraft Implements, all in one place. Meet Factory Brand Rep, check out the latest equipment, and enjoy free refreshments while you browse the deals. But remember, these special offers are for one day only, Saturday, April 18th. Avon Power Equipment, powering your property all season long.
Wyoming Family Dentistry on 3 Hanley Street provides general and cosmetic dentistry, including implants, orthodontic treatment, and Invisalign. Consultations and oral cancer screenings are complimentary, and they honor veterans with discounted services. Call 237-3314 for Wyoming Family Dentistry in the Perry Medical Center, the bridge between you and a healthy smile.
Tired of calling plumbers and waiting weeks for a callback that never comes? With Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile, you're the priority. This disabled veteran-owned company installs water heaters, tankless systems, sump pumps, and handles gas, water, and drain piping for homes and businesses. Need heating or cooling too? Blue Cord also installs furnaces and AC systems to keep your home comfortable year-round. Local, reliable, and ready when you call. Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile at 716-912-0643 and get the job done right.
Farmers remain optimistic in the face of rising input costs. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Sleep deprivation. It doesn't sound serious, but it is. Inadequate quality sleep can lead to faulty decision-making, slower reaction times, fatigue, confusion, and decreased productivity. It raises the risk factor for all you do on the farm. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. We're lucky that farmers are optimistic enough to keep planting crops, milking cows, and tending livestock year after year. The most recent Purdue University Ag Economy Barometer bears that out, even in the face of price volatility in the energy and fertilizer sectors. Joanna Calusi is a Purdue Ag Economist.
Overall, we can say that U.S. farmer sentiment improved in March compared to February. And that's especially interesting because we have seen the outbreak of war with Iran, which is affecting global markets, including fertilizer prices.
Michael Langemeyer, head of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture, also weighed in.
Because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit, and I think that offsets some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices.
Langemeyer says a lot of farmers probably bought fertilizer before the recent price spikes. On the other hand,
people that are going to put some of the fertilizer on in season, they probably hadn't bought all of that. And so I'm not saying the impact of the fertilizer prices is neutral, but it's not as big as you might think because people had probably bought quite a bit of their fertilizer before the war started.
Langemeyer says farmers were getting federal bridge payments at the time they were surveyed, which may have influenced the results. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Our farm show is set to wrap up shortly. Be sure to keep your radio tuned to CJ Country for music and news, Tradio at 9, and a whole lot more. It's Tony St. James with the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report after we get this update of the latest weather forecast.
Western New York weather.
Brought to you by Upstate Niagara Cooperative, farmer-owned by 260 family dairy farms, producing top-quality conventional and organic milk at the farm level that leads to award-winning finished dairy products. Buys and dip, Upstate Farms yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, fluid milk, home to intense milk, and their lactose-free milk for life, all produced with care for their cows and commitment to their community. For today, showers mainly before 1 p.m. with a high near 67. Tonight, a slight chance of showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 55. And for Tuesday, showers likely mainly after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it's 66 degrees.
American Cattle News. What happened with cash cattle last week? And where are margins for packers after this?
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
Before I got started in aerospace.
I was a kid making discoveries.
I did my first lab experiment.
I found out science is cool.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
1 million new ideas.
Learn more and see how you can help at 4-H.org.
Packers watched any margins they'd earned over the past 3 weeks completely disappear last week. Cash prices for live cattle moved quickly to 245 to 246 live, 385 dressed in the north. Live sales in the south, 245 to 246, moving to 247. And at the same time, box prices turned lower, losing over $4. So change of events will cause packers to pull back slaughter volumes as margins moved into the red, prices $10 to $13 higher. Trend line towards compressed periods of trading in cash transactions for cattle definitely contributing to the volatility. Fluctuations of $10 per hundredweight in cash prices from a prior week clearly establishes increasing volatility. So extending these large fluctuations to the entire cattle inventory of any beef operator in mark-to-market borrowing basis can have a dramatic impact on the balance sheet. Past week slaughter, 533,000 head. That was 10,000 over the previous week, 53,000 under last year. Slaughter fell short of some early week estimates as packers' margins suffered from both sides of the markets. That's inputs and outputs. Box prices remained weakened while the Fed cattle prices surged. Number of available cattle brings into question USDA data regarding the on-feed numbers. Post-Easter period, opening of spring often revives beef demand. American Cattle News.
Tackle the unique demands of your soil with the unmatched versatility of a Woods tiller. Choose a forward rotation tiller to easily work through rocky soil conditions. Choose a reverse rotation tiller to get a finely tilled seed bed in fewer passes. And Woods' exclusive tiller blade mounting feature keeps blades from coming loose in the field, so you don't waste time on repairs when it's time to grow. Whether it's food plots or garden plots, visit Kelly's Garage in Perry and check out their full line of Woods tillers for your next planting project.
Here's a look at how your markets closed the week on Friday. Corn was lower, May off 3 at 441, July down 3 and 3 quarters at 451 and a quarter, December dropped 2 to 472 and a quarter. May soybeans were up 10 and a half to 1175 and 3 quarters, July up 10 and a quarter to 1191 and a quarter, and November up 5 and a quarter at 1157 and 3 quarters. In Chicago, May wheat was down 3.5 at 571. July dropped 4.25 to 580 and 3 quarters. Minneapolis spring, May off 6 and 3 quarters at 611 and a half. And July was down 6 and 3 quarters at 627. May hard red winter was up a quarter at 590 and 3 quarters. And July was off 3 quarters at 605. Cotton futures trading mixed. May lost 4 points, ending 73.22. July up a point at 75.33 and December was up 2 at 76.89. Back in Chicago, April live cattle up $2 at 251.77 and a half. June up $2 to 249.20 and August up 140 at 244.75. April feeders up 162 and a half to 374.15. May was up 192 and a half to 372.35. And August up 232 and a half to 372.45. May lean hogs down 37 and a half at 95.52. June down 40 to 103.72 and a half. And July was down 35 to 106.57 and a half. Class 3 milk, April down a penny, 17.03. May down was up 22 at 17.22. Crude oil down 2.18 at 95.70 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones was down 269 at 47.916. The NASDAQ grows 80 to 22.902. The S&P up 7 at 68.16.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day?
That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's Morning Show next on CJ Country.